Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
All of us are familiar with the decision handed down by the judge at the Monaco District Court, what, about a week ago, Liz Gunn, guilty of assault. And that was the, it was hardly anything. I saw the video. It was hardly anything that happened at the Auckland International Airport when Liz and her cameraman were waiting for the family from Tokelau. And, it didn't turn out very well. Liz was injured. She ended up being, originally charged with resisting arrest, and it turned out assault as well. And I think many people are scratching their heads if they've seen the video of this, and it's very clear that Liz just did a normal tap on the shoulder, something you'd do in a supermarket or somewhere just to bring somebody's attention to something. So we thought we'd get a view on this. I want to welcome Dan Picknell, former frontline police senior constable, 19 years in the force and on the board of NZ Loyal. Dan, thanks for coming on this morning.
Thank you. So I appreciate you asking me on. So,
well, I don't think we can let this one go in a way. People have their view of Liz. I like Liz. I've known Liz for a long time. And it takes all sorts. But that video is just, it's kind of mind-blowing because it's nothing. Am I right?
Yeah, 100%. It's quite shocking to me, having been frontline police for so many years, to see something like that even make its way into court, to be honest. When I was in the police, and this is up until June 2022, there was a very strong focus on keeping minor issues out of court, okay, using alternative resolutions. And Liz would have more than qualified for any of these other options, and yet it turned into a prosecution. I've seen the footage and I've heard the audio. And in the context of that situation, there is no assault. From my point of view, having looked at it, I would say that Liz was communicating. It was a form of communication. I can give an example, which immediately came to my mind when I saw this, was that, from my time in the police, when I was first at police college, up until our district, regular district training in tactical situations, we were taught that when you're making an arrest on somebody, especially a compliant person, that we should be touching them to communicate the arrest to them, and as we tell them that they're under arrest. So if you're taking that that principle, then Liz hasn't assaulted anybody.
Yeah, however, she was dealt to in what sounded like a violent way. I think she got an injury. And it sounded like, and I wonder if you could comment on the police behavior. It sounded like kind of triggered, robotic, aggressive, what's the word? Response.
Yeah. I can't even describe what I saw. I mean, I was actually embarrassed when I watched that. And, I actually apologized to Liz on behalf of the police and said, I'm so sorry that you were treated like that. And I'm not in the police anymore, but I would never treat someone. There was no communication, no clear communication. And that was the same for the airport security manager. The way that person approached Liz and Jonathan was not really appropriate. It was quite unfriendly. And unfortunately, when the police came in, Liz was asking for explanations of what they'd done and what was going on. And so the security worker, as well as the police, just failed in their communication badly, you can maybe excuse it from the airport worker, but not the police, because we're trained and we're trained extensively in communication and tactical options. So for me to see that was quite horrifying, actually, because they walked into a calm situation, and Liz was wanting to engage with the police in conversation, and they just ignored her. And within seconds, it was chaos,
How do you explain that, Dan? Because that's not kind of human-level behavior. That's something you'd expect in some communist stormtrooper kind of setup, and not here. So what do you think happened?
It feels as though they'd already made their mind up. Before they even approached Liz or Jonathan, they'd decided what they were going to do, and they weren't prepared to have a discussion or converse or communicate in a calm and clear way. And it most likely would have been resolved if that had been given the opportunity.
But why the sensitivity? Why be so sensitive to these things? I mean, plenty of people turn up at the airport and film people coming home, rah, rah, rah. I see it all the time. You know, and iPhones are as good as quality as any other phone now. There are hundreds of them. So what's the big deal?
Yeah. I think we all know what the big deal is. I mean,
yeah, okay.
Probably preaching to the converted, to be honest, anybody that listens to you guys, we all know what's going on. Anybody that's speaking up or standing up for themselves or other people that's in conflict with, I don't even know.
How do I transfer the aggression that was shown by the police officer and the very passive-aggressive, obviously, behavior of the security person? How do you get someone ginned to that level of pumped that they'll do that? I mean, surely people have their own agency. They can work out what's the way to do things, you know, on a normal, everyday relations level with other human beings. But there's been a complete failure here. I'm stumped on why it would be like that.
Well, to be honest, anybody that takes that as their first approach to communicating with somebody in a non-hostile, non-violent confrontational situation shouldn't be in the police, to be honest, because, you know, we're meant to know right from wrong. We're meant to be the peacekeepers. There was no peacekeeping involved in that.
There was an injury.
Yeah. And it was a grossly excessive use of force, to be fair. If the judge can find Liz guilty of assault for using a communication technique to gain someone's attention, then where does that leave those police officers?
Well, were they a free pass?
No. Because under the Crimes Act, they're just as liable as anybody else for excessive use of force.
Well, no one charged them, though.
By excessive force.
No one charged the police officer with assault, even though he did damage to Liz.
No, I agree. But that doesn't mean that they're not accountable for that behaviour and that excessive force.
Yeah.
So, you know. Do
you think it might... I mean, it's an ugly situation and it feels... Well, it is. It's an injustice based on that video. And, again, Liz is, you know, she's not, we're not all young again. We've got some years on us now, and we're not, going to be sort of boxing it out in the ring anymore. So she was no physical threat. But to highlight that in this way, it seems to me that this could backfire horribly. It has the potential to, or does it go down the memory hole? What do you think?
I think the problem is, unless we make some noise about it, the general population is just going to move on and not think much of it until the day comes when this stuff starts happening to them, by which point it's probably too late. So for me, and it gets back to another point, and you mentioned earlier, Liz may not be everybody's cup of tea, but she's done some amazing work, in the interests of everybody. She's put herself in the firing line. She's been on the front line in the coalface, however you want to say it, along with many other people in the wider, I guess you'd call, freedom community. And I don't want to get too far off the topic, but,
I know what you're saying. Fair enough. Yeah, carry on.
Yeah, so I was at Wellington for Barry Young's last court appearance, and it was great. You know, there were people from different parts of the freedom community that were all there together, and everyone got along great. Voices for Freedom, NZ Loyal people, other people who just felt that Liz had been wronged. And that was really nice. The people on the ground are doing great. But I think we all need to actually get behind anybody who's standing up trying to do the right thing and stand beside them when they're picked on like this. And it could be, it could be Barry Young, it could be Liz, it could be Calvin and Hannah.
It could be you.
Absolutely. It could be, so you might not like Counterspin Media or you might not like, RCR. Well, I don't really care because they're all good people doing good things, and we should all be supporting whoever gets picked on so that we stand in numbers and solidarity with these people. And then we start to get our message out rather than being fractured and accusing each other of silly nonsense, which is distracting from the bigger problem.
No, good point. Good point. How is Liz at the moment?
Yeah, I think she's, you know, I don't want to speak on her behalf, but I know she's very disappointed in the process and the fairness of the process. And, you know, you only have to look at what happened, you know, we had a 21-year-old man punch a 71-year-old woman in the head at a demonstration in Auckland, giving this woman concussion, and that person's been given permanent name suppression and discharged with no conviction.
Yeah, I mean, hello. You know,
where's the justice?
Yeah, well, there isn't.
It's way out of kilter. I think, unfortunately, to me, this is my view, but I believe that Liz has been made an example of. The decisions that have been made are political, because she's standing up for people. You know, she's calling the government to account. The government's trying to control us, but the people should be controlling the government and keeping them in line when they step out. And that's exactly what a lot of these people, like Liz and others, are doing, because they care and they're trying to help and trying to save lives, actually. That's not popular.
Saving lives should be popular. Dan, thanks for coming on and having that quick chat this morning. Dan Picknell, former Frontline Police Senior Constable and NZ Loyal Board Member. Please pass on my regards to Liz.
Thank you very much, mate.
If you've been told to pull up your socks recently, then make sure it's a pair of RCR socks. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.